This is the Tri-Star State, a conversation about Tennessee politics from Nashville Public Radio. This is the episode for the week of June 10th. I'm Jason Moon Wilkins. President Donald Trump won't be on the ballot this fall in Tennessee, but he looms large over the races for Congress and governor. Candidates can boost themselves with conservatives by standing close to Trump, sometimes literally. But no leader in recent history has been as polarizing as the president, so they risk alienating voters elsewhere on the political spectrum. Here to talk to us about that balancing act is WPLN's Chaz Sisk. Hi, Chaz.
Hi, Jason.
Well, out of all the candidates, Dianne Black seems to be talking about Donald Trump the most. She clearly wants to be seen as an ally.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. So she's been talking about his agenda quite a lot in her public appearances and also in her her television ads. So she's really highlighting a connection that goes back to her time in Congress, where she has been a big supporter of Trump's agenda. She was very much involved in getting the tax cuts through at the end of last year, which has been seen as Trump's biggest win. And in some of these ads, there are pictures of her standing over his shoulder as he signs legislation. And all that seems to have paid off. I mean, Trump at a recent rally here in Nashville directly gave a plug for Dianne Black.
Dianne Black. Dianne. Where's Dianne? She's in a big race. Good luck, Dianne.
So it's a very brief mention, but she was the only candidate who was actually named during that speech. So there's some significance to that. And she seems to believe that this relationship between her and the president is something that sets her apart from her rivals for the Republican nomination.
Well, the other GOP candidates are also talking about Trump. Randy Boyd mentions him in a recent ad. But isn't he really trying to appeal to moderates?
Yeah, he is. That is a big part of his campaign. And so this is really a difficult issue, a difficult balancing act for him. So what he's been saying is that he's a lot like Trump in that he's an outsider to politics. Boyd was a self-made millionaire in Knoxville before he got in to politics as a commissioner under Governor Haslam. And so he says there's some similarities.
President Trump and I have a lot in common. We're not career politicians. We are conservative businessmen who are looking to disrupt government as usual.
But Boyd does seem to acknowledge that his personality and his style is very different from the president. He says that he doesn't tweet as much is kind of how he plays it off. But, you know, really what I think he's trying to do here is explain away something that could be very problematic for him in the primary. He said publicly back in 2016 when Trump was going to be the nominee for president that he wouldn't fundraise for him. And a lot of people saw that as a disavowal of Trump. And that could really come back to haunt him with the voters in the August primary.
You had the opportunity to ask all the leading gubernatorial candidates whether they'd be allies of President Trump. The other leading Republicans, Bill Lee and Beth Harwell, more or less said yes as well. But the Democrats weren't adamant that they'd oppose him either. Did that response surprise you?
Yeah, you know, it did a little, because this is an issue where one of the two candidates in that race, which is former Nashville Mayor Carl Dean and House Minority Leader Craig Fitzhugh, where they could have distinguished themselves from each other. But what they both said is that they would be willing to work with Trump, at least to a degree. Both of them probably have an eye on the general election when they talk about Trump. To win, whoever the Democratic nominee is, he's going to need to pick up some support from people who did vote for Trump in 2016 and might still support him. They know in November that they're going to get all the votes from people who are against President Trump, and the only way they're going to win is to pick up some of those people in the middle.
Well, thank you, Chaz.
My pleasure.
WPLN's Chaz Sisk has been tracking the governor's race since its inception. Our ongoing conversations about Tennessee politics are available in a podcast, The Tri-Star State. You can listen to those by visiting WPLN.org/Tri-Star. And while you're there, you can submit questions for us to ask the candidates for governor. We want to hear from voters around the state on what you'd like to know. That's WPLN.org/Tri-Star.